Geek Bizarre Show, episode 34. It's a Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome to the show, everyone. And this is a show where we talk about gay topics, bizarre news, and geek stories. I got that the other way around. It should be geek stories and then bizarre news.
Bizarre stories.
Yeah, so how are you?
Sometimes they kind of overlap.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, we do that a lot. And I like those kind of stories that they actually overlap. So how are you doing, Ray? What's going on?
I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Oh, good.
It looks like you. What did you do this weekend?
Oh, just, had a romantic dinner with Mike because he came over and
How Jane Austen.
I know, right? He came over and we just relaxed, watched a movie called Jeanne de Florette. And
you watched a French subtitled movie.
Yeah, that's what it is. Jeanne de Florette and Manon of the Spring. It's pretty good. I mean, I highly recommend it. You can check it out on my Plex. And we watched it and they had the fish dinner. I don't think you like fish, Ray, but it's really, really yummy. It was a good weekend with Mike. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. I met up with you. Oh, what kind of manual labor did you do this weekend?
Well, you know, one of the daddies here is doing his own rental deal. So I was helping him fix up one of the rental houses. Well, I was helping to do demo at one of the rental houses. So I was doing manual labor.
Oh, okay.
So
gonna work. You have to work for it, huh? That's good.
I know. Gotta work it.
I got to convince you to eat Pinoy food last weekend.
Well, I've eaten Pinoy food before, and the stuff that you've cooked, I've been okay with.
What are you saying?
Stuff at the restaurant, I was not down with.
Really?
They're very really. Yummy.
You didn't get the
it was
Filipino
all greasy.
Spaghetti. Oh, yeah, they're all greasy, definitely.
It was all really greasy and really looked really unhealthy for you, and how Filipinos make it past 35 and not all have heart attacks, I'll never know.
Well, funny you said that because two of my uncles died at 35. So I'm way
See,
past that now.
It's all that greasy, fatty food.
It's all
food.
The greasy food. Yeah, definitely.
And your pancette is much better than the pancette we had at the restaurant.
Really? Oh, thank you, Ray. Well, it's nice that you got to try it. Once in a while, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must have had just bad dick. I mean, sorry, bad Filipino food. I always enjoy it. It's comfort food for me. It's always good. Anyway, so before I go on, Ray, do you have your shirts washed by, dry cleaners or at the cleaners?
You mean like my dress shirts for
dress
work?
Dress shirts, yeah. Do you have problems with buttons?
Well, yeah. Anytime you take shirts to dry cleaners, the buttons are going to eventually start popping off and being broke. So Gotta go sew buttons on now. Actually, I gotta go buy some buttons and sew buttons on.
Do you fix them yourself or you ask them to do it?
I usually do it because, you know, that $40,000 college degree that I paid for, one of the classes I took was on how to be a sewing bitch. So.
Okay. So this happened to me today. I actually asked them, can you fix these buttons? I have three shirts with broken buttons. Oh, it's $1 each. And then I bluntly said, but you broke them. You're the one who broke them. Why am I paying for something that you broke? Well, in nicer terms, but that's
yes. But now you're gonna probably get three shirts back with three different colored buttons.
Probably,
I did do it once. I was in a rush. And I was like, "Hey, can y'all sew this on?" And the button they sewed on matched absolutely no other button on the shirt. And my OCD could not stand it, so I actually had to go take the button off and go find a matching button.
I'm okay with that, even if they do that. So what did you do? What you watched last weekend, Lemony Snicket?
Yeah, The Woman Neil Patrick Harris. It's on Netflix right now.
Oh, okay. So it's made for Netflix.
And Miss Harris is such a great actress.
Yep, he is. Yeah.
Because he does all the Count, what's his name? Count Olaf parts.
Oh, Count Olaf, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So he's multi-talented. So every time he plays a Count Olaf character, he is a totally different person. So it's pretty good.
Now let's go with the gay. So the White House website now only mentions gay once, and you'll never guess where. So it's no alternative fact.
Like Kelly Conway.
Yeah. Trump's administration wasted no time hitting refresh on the White House website, immediately dumping the page dedicated to gay rights. And so pages dedicated to climate change, civil rights, and healthcare were also unceremoniously removed. So,
but they did talk about Melania's QVC jewelry line.
Yeah,
on the White House webpage.
But then it got removed. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now searching the word gay only brings up one entry on the entire White House website. And it's the same, it's not the same gay that led to you to this page. So the page dedicated to Grace Coolidge, First Lady of 30th President Calvin Coolidge from 1923 to 1929, reads like, "It hasn't been revised or even looked at since the man held office," and includes the below passage. To Grace Coolidge may be credited a full share in her husband's rise in politics. She worked hard, kept up appearances, took her part in town activities, attended her church, and offset his shyness with a gay friendliness. And that's pretty much it. That's the only gay reference to it.
So basically, she was a good woman because she worked hard, she kept up appearances,
yeah.
She did her civic duties, she went to church, and she took care of her husband,
yeah.
Just like a good woman should do.
Just very, I think it's kind of misogynistic. So, yeah, so that's the only, well, there's an avowedly modern feminist slant, if there was ever one. Oh, sadly, there's about the extent of gay, that's the extent of gay friendliness we're expecting from Trump's presidency. That's pretty much it. So yes, we checked. There are still zero entries for LGBT or LGBTQ, nothing on the White House website, and I'm sure it's on purpose.
True. Mm-hmm. And now our own governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general in Texas are trying to get the laws in Houston overturned. Or a city of Houston, if you are married and you're gay, your partner getting benefits, city benefits,
mm-hmm.
or
oh,
county
yeah, that's
benefits.
Right. Yeah, that's is it?
So
is
they're
it
pushing
that in Texas right now, right?
Yeah, so they're pushing the Supreme Court in Texas to revisit this case and try to reopen it and get it shut down. So
That's actually probably a better story for this than the White House one. But anyway, so yeah, that's a big thing right now.
I think it's very important that the President of the United States removed all LGBT references from his White House page,
which has been there for the past 8 years, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been there at least the last four we
at
know
least last
of.
Four. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he took them all down, and don't even mention. And he mentioned his wife's QVC jewelry line.
God. Becoming a...
So,
I didn't even know why he's there. I want to see that. I'm going to look for it and see to confirm that. Okay.
What? Confirm what?
I mean, what? Because it was posted, I'm sure somebody captured it. And then somebody deleted it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a screen capture of it somewhere.
It's got to be. I want to read what it was. What did you say?
Because him being the president, him and all his businesses should be separate now, which is still not happening, apparently.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other story, but it's not for the Gay Geek Bazaar. It's more for CNN.
Yep.
Nancy Grace.
All right, let's go to the Geek Ray.
Okay, Maynard, you have to upgrade your iPhone now.
That's right. I need to change my original iPhone. I never had the original iPhone. Did you have the original iPhone?
I don't think so.
I had the 3GS, the one after it.
Yeah, I think that's what I had. Because I went from a Razor to the 3.
iPhone 3G? There's an iPhone 3G, iPhone 3GS.
That was like 8 or 9 months ago, so I can't remember. They keep changing the number so much every so often.
Oh, okay. So. Probably the third kind of phone.
Yeah.
So, okay.
The original iPhone has died. AT&T, the phone's only carrier, decided to end its support for the 2G cellular networks, thus rendering the original iPhone useless. This means that iPhone can no longer make calls or send text messages. He was just 9.5 years old. Oh, such a young child. Even before its birth in June of 2007, iPhone seemed destined for greatness. Preordained the Jesus phone, iPhone was one of the most anticipated gadget concepts of all time. iPhone's splashy arrival. It adored the front pages of newspapers and magazines and was the subject of intense TV news coverage, ushered in a new way of looking at technology. Even before its birth, the world knew that iPhone would change everything the public knew about smartphones and gadgets in general. And yes, its delivery wasn't without criticism. Despite a gleaming touchscreen and single-button design, iPhone was mocked by some early for its lack of QWERTY, keyboard, and inability to send MMS text messages, display flash web content, and connect to a 3G networks. For the first year of its life, iPhone's lack of native apps or games was cause for consternation. Mm-hmm. iPhone also had a rocky relationship with a sole carrier partner, AT&T. Despite only working on 2G edge networks, AT&T had a difficult time supporting the millions of iPhone users in major cities, such as San Francisco and New York. Fortunately, iPhone had been built-in Wi-Fi, which allowed him to still play YouTube videos even when the network was down. At 1 year of age, iPhone received a major operating system transplant, giving it the ability to run third-party apps and play games such as Super Monkey Ball.
You
never played Super Monkey Ball?
No. Nope.
Me neither. I don't play with monkey balls. iPhone is also starting to grow a business mind, gaining support for more types of mail service, plus the ability to send big black cock mail messages.
No, blind CC mails.
Oh, blind CC mails.
Blind.
Oh. Well, everywhere else, that stands for big black cock.
No, that's BCC, not BBC.
Oh, BCC. Oh, I'm sorry. It's big cut cock. How about that?
There you go.
Okay. It would take until 2009 for iPhone to gain the ability to copy and paste, send MMS messages, and record video. For a lesser phone, these deficiencies might be laughable, but for iPhone, legions of fans, gaining the ability to do something Palm had offered since early 2000s was a cause for celebration. iPhone received its last major software reversion in February 2010, although it continued to receive technical support until the late 2012. Even in retirement and old age, iPhone continued to survive for its owners, just at a slower pace. Eventually, many iPhone apps, including YouTube, moved on to more robotic pastures. Until its last day, iPhone's web browser Safari continued to load web pages, but at a more aged pace. iPhone is predeceased its mother, Lisa. It is survived by its father, Mac, its spouse, iPad, and their many children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. iPhone 3G, iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPhone 4S, iPhone 5, iPhone 5S, iPhone 5C, iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus, iPhone 6 Plus S, iPhone 6S Plus, iPhone SE, iPhone 7, and iPhone 7 Plus.
And I think there's going to be iPhone 8S from 2 years from now. That's what we're going to get probably.
But what What is it going to do? Is it going to fly?
Know.
Is it gonna drive my Tesla? What?
Probably it will be controlling the house already, or controlling your car.
Well, I can already do that. I got Alexa.
Oh,
Alexa, that bitch is not listening.
Oh, by the way, don't do that. People listening will be never say the A word. Always say
asshole.
No, say Amazon Echo, because it will be activating other people who are listening to this. Those two people who are listening to this.
So there's two people that are listening to this that have Alexas. I can say,
don't say Alexa.
Put on porn. There you go.
Don't say it. But anyway, so these phones, I remember back then when I got the second generation iPhone 3G. And it was pretty good. And that's always been the problem. The copy and paste of all the things that happened that can be done by other old phones. But they can't do it in an iPhone. But then...
Maynard, I remember when the Razr came out, and that was the hottest, slickest shit that there ever was.
Yeah.
Until the iPhone.
Yeah.
Because everybody had to have that little Razr phone.
Yeah, but the iPhone was really a revolutionary device because eventually it became a phone that can became a model for other phones. So they tried to mimic it, and you always hear from people saying, hey, I got this Android phone. It's like the iPhone. You never hear, oh, I got this phone. It's like an Android phone. No, but it's never been a comparison. Once you compare your phone to the iPhone, then you just delegitimized your phone that you're trying to compare. Mm-hmm.
Very yeah, true.
Yeah. So anyway.
And, hopefully we'll never say, my iPhone is like the Galaxy 7 and blew up.
Yeah. That's not a good idea, but yeah. So anyway. So it's a good story. I mean, it's dead because I know one guy who was running Growler on an original iPhone. Yeah, a friend of mine, David, and I don't think it works anymore. I think he upgraded, so we don't know what happened to Growler on the old iPhone, but it still worked. Mm-hmm. I remember it was working. Okay, let's go to the bizarre, Ray. So, Ray, what do you think of an 18-inch penis? Is it something that you would like to have or not?
If I had an 18-inch penis, I would probably be doing porn and using it every chance I get. I'd probably teach it to beat nails into wood.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't. I would probably. But, you know, this guy.
I'd be like Milton Berle. I was like, here, you want to see it?
Yeah, it would be, you know, a talk of the town.
I know.
People stopping over. Can
Did you know that about Milton Berle?
No, I don't.
He You know who Milton Berle is, don't you?
I know Jeff Stryker. I know John Holmes. I don't know. I don't know everyone.
Uncle Milty was a comedian in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s and 80s. And he was very well known for having a very large penis. In fact, reporters used to come up to him when they ran into him in events and would jokingly ask him to see it. And he would go to the bathroom and show it to him. In fact, it happened so much, so often, his wife got to the point where she was like, oh, whatever.
Well, it's impressive then. Anyway, so this guy is different. So porn star wannabe with 18-inch penis prefers fame over sex. I would prefer sex, actually. So for the world,
I've always thought, here's the whole deal. When fame comes, sex usually follows.
That's true. So I guess that's what he's trying to do.
Here, listen to this. During Hillary's debate, red sweater guy, do you think he got much action before the debate?
I don't know. I think he's very conservative. I don't think he got a lot of action.
Yeah. Don't you think he got a lot of action after the debate because he was the talk of the town? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, probably he did. So anyway, so porn star wannabe with 18-inch penis prefers fame over sex. For the world's most endowed man, having a healthy and active sex life is just secondary to gaining global popularity. He already has a big penis, so he can have sex anytime. So according to The Mirror, Mexican Roberto Esquivel Cabrera, who boasts an 18.9 inches, 18.9, so it's not just 18,
almost 19 inches.
Has declined an offer to surgically reduce the size of his manhood so he could have normal sex. Yeah, he couldn't have normal sex.
He could have normal sex without that.
Yeah. I am happy with my penis. I know nobody has the size I have. I would like to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, but they don't recognize this record, he said. Otherwise, there's going to be pictures of it. So although Cabrera is more than content with this enormous package, it causes him a bunch of problems. Of course it would. For one, its unnatural size severely limits his movement, which in turn makes it difficult for him to land a job. A blow job. I cannot run fast. And so the companies think badly of me. Yeah, you can't run fast. They say that they will call me, but they never do, he said. Why would he just show his penis? So Cabrera is also not able to have sex, which he tried but failed in the past due to the girth of his manhood. Wow. It's very girthy.
All right. See, I was talking to somebody about this, and they like, who could handle something that big? So I sent them a video of a guy ramming almost a orange cone up their ass.
Oh, God. So still, he believes that the right one will come along the way. Yeah, probably a woman who just gave birth. Right?
He says that, but there's a woman out there a woman and a gay man that see this very much as a challenge and would not stand down from it.
Yeah, that's right.
He's just in Mexico, and apparently they're not in Mexico what he wants.
Okay. So for now, Cabrera is aiming to become a pornographic film actor and possibly move out of Mexico. Go to Russia then or something. I would like to be a porn star, and I think I would make a lot of money over there. And the people are not like over here, they are more liberal and they don't care about what I have in my pants, he said. Wow.
Yes, they do. That's why he's coming over here to get a porn job, because of what's in his pants.
That's right. You think he's really like the man from Nantucket. He can really suck himself.
Pretty much. Yeah. And every time you see it, because actually now they got videos of him showing it where it's all wrapped up in like a giant, like two
or
three.
Is that the same guy? Is that really the same guy?
The same guy, yeah. Same guy.
How old is this article? But anyway, if this is
no, this was recent. I checked on it. I checked that. See,
but you know, this guy though, when we saw it before,
it came out on the 23rd.
His dick is just all wrapped up, and it's just. We even thought it was fake.
Well, we did think it was fake, and then they did the X-ray showing that it wasn't fake. Blah blah blah. So,
they actually X-rayed through the cloth.
Yeah,
I was just flop it out. I mean, there's got to be an extra video of him just showing it off, you know, advertisement.
Well, apparently he wants somebody to pay him to do that.
Fine.
He's not like most American guys. If they got a big dick, they want to show it to everybody.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so it's just a waste. I don't know. I would probably go for surgery. It's too big. It's way too big. 18 inches is just too big. It's twice the people who I know are big.
Maynard. When one that big, you could fuck your own self.
That's right. So go fuck yourself. You can just say that, right?
That's right.
Can your penis?
See,
can your
you wouldn't need to go on dates anymore. You wouldn't have to leave the house. You wouldn't do anything. Right. You'd just be like, okay.
So you got an 18-inch penis. Does it touch your asshole? So go fuck yourself. That's right. If somebody gets pissed at you. Anyway, so let's go. That's pretty much our article. So special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on the Facebook. And thank you, Caesar, for helping us out, posting those stories. It's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre if you want to subscribe there or follow us on Facebook. And also you can email us at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Call, because nobody ever calls us. We're sitting here by this phone turning into skeletons, literally, because nobody ever calls us.
That's right. I'm fading away.
Yeah.
So follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also find us on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Am I on the podcast?
You're on the podcast, yes.
Oh my God, I'm a star.
Yes, you are a star.
Am I gay, geek, or bizarre?